and Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee, a new year. This is it. This is the first show of the year because last week I was hungover and I refused to go on. It was New Year's Day, and you're laughing at me, Cherry Adair, but you were there too, so you know. So that it would not have been appropriate to have a show last week, but so this is it. You are on the inaugural show.
That is exciting.
Well, you're one of my favorite guests. You're the only one that actually BYOBs, and which does not spell something naughty, people, you know.
It does not spell something naughty. I must tell you that I brought my best cocktail shaker, my silver antique Downton Abbey cocktail shaker.
Oh.
And just shook up a batch of Appletinis for us. Unfortunately, the lid wasn't on properly, and I just sprayed Appletini cocktail all over my keyboard. So I shouldn't tell people that I'm sitting drinking Appletinis at my keyboard. But now my keyboard is awash in Appletinis. So please feel free to chat while I... Wait, I've got just enough. Hang on a sec here. I'm going to pour one. You want one, right?
Yes, please.
And then one for me.
One for you. I'm sure there are regulations against drinking on regular radio, but I think with the internet, I think we can absolutely do whatever we want. So
I'm putting a cherry in yours. Hang on a second.
Please.
Well, not a cherry, you know, maraschino cherry. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Here's to you. I've got my Appletini in the air. Here we go. And,
okay.
Yay, I'm taking a sip. I don't care.
Please take the rules. Take the lampshade off your head. You haven't even had a sip of your drink yet.
I know. It's Sven, actually. It's very distracting, and I'm having trouble focusing on you.
Well,
because
Sven
you brought
would
your
like you to take more. He would like you to take more than the lampshade off, but we're on the radio, and that's rude.
That is rude. But why won't you let him wear a shirt? Does it make the massage better or just
it is,
better?
It does. It makes the massage much better when he's half naked as well.
Okay.
It's hot in here.
It is warm.
Destined to get hotter.
I'm having a little already. So I will, just because I know you've got this street team, and you do, and I am going to ask, because I have heard other authors that just adore, and it's more than, I mean, it's a really special kind of fun thing. Is it a flash mob? I mean, what is a street team exactly?
A street team is a group that I bribe with very expensive gifts, you know, in case any other authors are listening.
Mm-hmm.
I give my street team cars and condos.
I see. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like that. I'm super generous like that. No, I don't give them anything at all. I browbeat and bully them, and they do my bidding because they're awesome. My street team is called Cherry's Awesome Street Team for reasons that are pretty obvious because they are amazingly awesome. And I am, unfortunately, obsessed with them. I am insanely obsessed with them and love them so madly that it has got to the point that it's hard for me actually to write a book, because I would rather be playing with my street team on Facebook. That's where I am.
Oh, well, that's fabulous. I mean, are they coming? Do they come to events, or have you ever met your street team face to face, or is
it
all just?
I've met a lot of them, or some of them. They're actually all over the world, so I haven't met the ones all over the world, but when I travel, I always let them know where I'm going to be, and so we try to get together in whatever city I happen to be in, and so that's working out pretty well. So they come in fairly small groups, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 people at a time, and it's amazing. Of course, it shouldn't be so amazing, because if they like what I write, which means that we all understand each other's sensibilities, then it's sort of a given that we're going to like each other somehow. It seems to work out. But I have got people on my street team that are so amazing and have formed such fantastic friendships. So it is really a wonderful thing. Besides the street team activities, which is putting up honest reviews, I really, even if somebody wants to give a book of mine a 2, I'll go, you know, that's fine. That's an honest opinion. I'm fine with that. But they put up reviews and they talk about my books and they give out bookmarks, or if I have little prezzies to give out to fans, they get a bunch of them and give those out to people that they know that enjoy my books. It's fabulous. It's really...
So they're not mugging. They're not like out on the street dancing or mugging people and forcing them to read your books or...
I've tried to get them to do that. They just won't.
They won't? No,
strangely, they have wills of their own, and they have pretty strong wills. So when I tried to browbeat them into doing things that are illegal, immoral, or just distasteful, they just go, no.
They just dig in their heels. They're like,
They absolutely won't. And it's kind of rude and hurtful, but, you know, I just put their name on a list.
They're holding out for the cars and the condos, I think, could be the,
I've tried that. They're just so unreasonable.
I'm going to get a street team. I've got a couple super fans is what I call them, women that I just love and that have sent me notes and that kind of follow me and we stay in touch. And so I'm going to
make them work for you. You have to make them work for you.
Make them work for me.
Make them work. Make them work. Beat them. Whip them. Whip them into a frenzy. Yeah, it's actually what happened is I thought, this street team thing is a really great idea. And so put together a street team. Little did I know that it would become so much fun for me that really it's like a private club. We have a private club. I mean, we have a full staff of usually semi-nude young men who are very well-built and a little bit oiled. We have them on staff, and we have waiters, and we have parties, and, we don't have any waitresses at our club.
No. Why mess it up when you can have, and Sven. And you have Sven.
Yeah. And we have Sven. He's our head masseuse. He's very, very good. Except that he spends a lot of time with Nikki in the linen closet. And I've had to brick it up a couple of times, and then they find somewhere else to disappear to.
You have to hold some discipline, I think, and maintain a little bit of, control over.
The discipline is hard to do wearing those heels.
And when
the balance.
No shirt. There's no shirt. I can't talk to him. He's not wearing a shirt. I'm having trouble forming sentences.
Ben is not wearing high heels.
No.
Ben is the one without the shirt. I'm the one in high heels.
I'm sorry, listeners. Let's get that image straight right away. Yeah, that's not appropriate at all. So your street team sent in one question. Was it good, or do we want to skip it, or do you want to include it?
No, we just want to totally skip it. They have no business asking me questions like that at all.
Well, they said they know you. Like, they already know everything.
I know. They do know everything. I spill my guts, and then they just answer me back. They know everything.
So. And then they just post it, on various sites, and yes.
Sure. I say this is confidential, and they go, oh, cool. Let's tell everybody on our Facebook page. That whole alien baby, Michael Jackson's alien baby thing.
Yes.
It's not strictly true.
No?
It's not 100% true. No. Michael Jackson's been dead for years. I couldn't have
He has, but... You know what, though? What's odd is he's like Elvis, though. People, side him or, I don't know. He's like, there's a certain kind of celebrity that just never dies. They just never die.
True.
They keep
That'll
getting seen in
That'll
Las
be me.
Vegas.
I'll never,
and,
I'll never, yeah. I'll be seen in Las Vegas with Fitters.
Somebody will go, Area 51, I saw Michael Jackson and Elvis.
Michael Jackson and Cherry are there together at
Lars. Together, having coffee at, yes, at a little coffee rest stop outside of Area 51. I saw them. Yes.
Yeah, I know. I know. You know that this is going to go far and wide. And I did get a question. What are the names of my two dogs? This has got nothing to do with anything at all. However, my two dogs are called Storm, who's a little rescue schnauzer, who's sitting here looking adorable, and her big brother, Chase. And then my next Cutter Key book, which comes out in September, is called Storm Chaser. Good.
Very nice.
Yeah, I know.
Very nice.
Named after my two dogs, which actually, to be honest, didn't have anything at all to do with my two dogs. Somebody said, oh, did you name the book after your dogs? And I went, Yes, I did.
Yes, absolutely. I planned that months in advance.
I did.
That's brilliant.
Okay, so let's see who asked. Okay, that's
I will admit, the Appletini is going to my head. I will admit that I still go to your website. If anybody has, it's, of course, www.cherryadair.com. I don't think it gets more simple than that. I still go there just simply for fun. I mean, is that okay to admit that I don't go for updates? I don't actually go to... Oh, did she have something new? I know it's going to be March until it's relentless, right? Is out. I know that.
Yeah.
But I just go to enjoy the music.
Music.
Yes, I'm sure it's the
and
music.
You dance. I'm sure you dance in your
office. I dance around. And I don't know, look at some of the
pictures,
slideshows that are on that website.
You know what you should see? Oh, now you see, do you think I was prepared for this? No.
No.
But, in October, I had my first self-published ebook come out, which is called Ice Cold, which was really a fun, fabulous book to write. And it's a T-Flag book about my counter-terrorist operatives.
Yeah.
But the video for that is so fantastic. It's on YouTube. So if anybody wants to go up to YouTube and go YouTube, it's tube. I can't even say tube. But anyway, YouTube, Cherry Adair, Ice Cold.
Go and
have a look at it and make a comment, because I think they did just the most
fabulous
job on that video. It's
I'm sure the music is outstanding.
Awesome.
That's probably why you'd want to go. There's probably nothing to see. Nothing to see, people.
Okay, nothing to see and good music.
And good music. No, that's a lot. I'm sorry. It's a guilty pleasure. I go to your website, and I should be working. I should be writing. But it's inspirational. That's how I look at it. Whenever I need a little push or a little inspiration, I go to your website. And
that's very kind.
I just take in the sights.
you take in the sights. That's good.
I take in the sights. Take a little tour. I take a little tour around Cherryland, and then
I'm
better.
I'm playing the music in the background, because even after all these years, I still love the music.
Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, we really did mean to talk about the March. Now you have to come back in March and talk about Relentless. And
Why don't you bring more alcohol? You could turn me off the air. I'll just keep talking. Come back in March and pick up the conversation
I love it. Oh, my God. Yeah,
I'll be sitting at my desk mopping up Appletini off my keyboard and
that
sticking
is
away.
Pretty, I'm so sorry about that little mishap. Yeah, that's how we roll. All right, everybody, good night. Thank you for joining us for this
Good start of
a great year, ahead for Canned Laughter and Cherry. I know it's going to be a great year for you. I'm going to look for you wherever I go and meet your street team.
I'll see you in March.
Absolutely. All right, everybody, good night. See you next Tuesday.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.